I just want to start from the outset to say that any decision we make today may change tomorrow. In order to have the best expert advice, we have commissioned...
Supercoach 360.
If the time's going up, it's recording.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, time for the show.
Mate, 100%.
We need to find out why they think it's okay to say anything.
It's certainly one of the greatest challenges in the history of the game.
That's what they want to try and do.
Megastar to megastar!
In this regard, we're leaving every option on the table.
Excellent. What was that, buddy?
That was something special.
You know what?
That's not talent.
Uh-oh.
Supercoach 360.
The best way to handle these things is to stay measured, stay calm, you know, live your life as normal.
Unless we start finding it off the people... who actually
just do it.
It makes their little ordinary life feel a little bit better for that moment.
Make sure
you cook. Supercoach 360 Podcast.
G'day, how you doing? Welcome to Supercoach 360. Thank you for joining us for another episode where we talk all things NRL Supercoach. I am joined, of course, by my faithful companions. How are you doing, Con?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Yeah, mate. Very, very well. Have you made yourself a Supercoach squad yet?
Not really. I've just, from when the team picker allows you to pick it early, that's just reverted to my team now, and I haven't changed it since.
Yeah, it's you. But you're still just toying around, having a look around. What are you waiting on?
No, honestly, I haven't really been paying too much attention to my team. I've just been looking at stuff for this, the pod. So, yeah, I'll focus on my team in a couple of weeks once it's a bit closer.
What's it, once we get some trials, once we get some football?
Yeah, absolutely, that's it. Once a bit more info's there available.
Yeah, good news. Football is finally back. Well, in dribs and drabs, as it does every year. We've got the Indigenous All-Stars this weekend, and we've got one of our first trial matches, Brisbane Broncos against the traditional Manly Wynnum Seagulls.
Wynnum Manly.
Wynnum Manly, my bad.
That's all right.
Have you never been? Like, it's fucking there. Like, it's right there.
To be honest, I think I was around the corner from there. I was up at the Gold Coast recently for a holiday, and I don't think I made it quite that far.
Spewing,
yeah.
There's a nice train station.
Anyway.
But yeah, it'll be a nice little warm-up for the Broncos.
Yeah, that's it. And, I mean, I do believe it's televised, so it's just good to get a couple of games.
Yeah, absolutely. Plus the women's All-Star game as well.
That's
before it. Before the male. So, yeah, it's going to be a good Saturday night.
Are these all, like, free-to-air, or are they only on Fox?
I'm going to say the trials themselves will only be on Foxtel, but I'd say the All-Star games will be free-to-air, surely.
Yeah, I believe so. Channel 9 have to be all over that. So, I'm excited.
Good time of year.
Yeah, bit of footy. Here we go. It's all about to begin. You know, we've got full trials start next weekend, and then it's, you know, it's 30 days from today when we go live at Tuesdays. On Facebook. Oh, my bad.
Yeah, keep going.
Thanks. Take the ball, bro.
I didn't fuck
up. What's on today's agenda, Birds?
Well, I'll talk about my team. I found three players, fully crueled the rest of my team. Not a fan of it. I ended up getting Cookie, and I've heard things about Kobe Heverington maybe getting a spot at hooker, so we'll have to see what goes on there. If he gets it, I'm... I mean at lock, so he'll be a good little hooker cheapie. If you want to go anti-pod the Randall, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So
or go two.
Yeah, or you could easily go the two. Like,
that'll give you Nath money if he starts the season, or Tommy money if you want it.
Well, it's worked before, the two cheapies. In the past, I think Arpy was around 300,000 a few years back, and someone else
Brayley.
Was... Yeah, cheap as well, and if you got on both, you were cheering, both scored mad points and came through with the goods, and you could upgrade anywhere you wanted within a couple of weeks, so it's a matter of snagging them good ones, and if he gets 60 minutes at lock, man, that's a pretty good spot to have. I don't mind you. I put young Maney.
Where are you hearing these rumours? Where are they coming from?
Facebook. They're all full of shit. Like, You don't know, like, someone's seen him at training, right? But there's, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Someone's got a train there in case Carrigan goes down as well, you know? Like, there's probably three blokes training, four blokes training at lock if we be real. But someone's obviously seen him doing it at training, and which is a good sign because, you know, like, there are injuries in the game, and at any stage he could come in and take the role. Played well there when he given the opportunity last year, I think. Anyway, and then I ended up looking at Jai Arrow. He's still a jewel, which sort of in his favour, and you'd have to think now with some changes at South's new coach, maybe he's looking at getting maybe a starter. I can't pencil him in that he will or he won't. Like, he's let everyone down before. But he also does go on that run, the tearaway, and if he was to quickly get up there, he's easily good to go to someone better, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, an Angus Crichton or a Dave Fifita if you can get money elsewhere as well, because I can't see him regressing money-wise. And then, yeah, me back, so I ended up getting rid of Toto, especially if Nafe's gone for the four rounds. And I got Ewan Aiken and Tessie New.
And Tessie New.
Yeah, Tessie New, I think he was guy sneaky.
Yeah.
Last year.
At the back end of it.
He come home strong. He come home with a wet sail. And with A-Ray,
yeah,
he's just a good little sneaky. I think they play the first bye, Brisbane. Do they?
I don't think so.
Oh, they don't. Okay. So that's one of the things that's gone against him now. But in saying that, I've got absolutely no depth on my bench. Like, I cannot... I've got the worst of the worst.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's a bit disheartening. Got a good 11.
Yeah, so sacrifices are going to have to be made.
Yeah, so at this point, and also, Juzzy, have you fixed it? Okay, we going back on? I'm just rambling shit here.
I was wondering where you're going with this. Well, what'd you say? I thought you were going to run through your list of what was actually on the show tonight. Not.
Thank you, Con, because that's it. We've sat down for an hour and a half beforehand. You've written down everything we're talking about. You know exactly what's going to be going on. You wrote half of it. You got two columns of your own. You know exactly who we're shouting out. And you know what? You just went...
Yeah, Will. We asked about his team. How come you asked about his team, not my team? You singled him out.
I was buffering for time, just chatting, saying good day.
Well, now I've talked about my team. Well,
let's shut the light, shall we?
Yeah, I think so.
Good day, everybody. Nice to see you. Welcome to the show. We've got the tech difficulties of Facebook sorted. Sorry about that to everybody who is listening, watching, enjoying. Jump in the comments, say good day. We do go live on Facebook every Tuesday, 7:30-ish. I think we kicked off around 8 o'clock tonight. It was about 8:15.
That's pretty good.
Sound, so.
Pretty close.
Yeah, that's it. We're in the running, boys. Thank you very much for listening and for joining us. We do have a big week of things to talk about, all which Bergs knows. We're going to talk about return from the dead, five players that we're expecting to have a bit of a better Supercoach season based on injury or... something which has affected their season last year, which has resulted in them being priced underneath what we know they're capable of. We're going to talk hookers with Bergs. We're going to talk poison mids and just a few mid-rangers out there that might look like juicy additions to your team, but we've got a couple of guys in the know who reckon they're a no-go. We're going to talk goal kickers, as we all know, extra base points, especially in ceiling clubs, where they can be kicking a lot of goals. And we're going to talk Nath or Nah. What do you do if you can't get the number one halfback? Plus, we've got a few awesome questions from you guys, which we're going to get to as well. So before we dive into that, though, we just want to mention the cash comps. We know a few of you guys out there, guys and girls, out there like to do their cash leagues every year. Head over to Broderick at NRL SC Tragics Cashies on Facebook. He'll sort you out. He's a good guy, pays on time every time. You'll be right. If you want to join a free overall group, make sure you jump in ours, 790-873-790-873. Massive shout outs to the people at the Podmasters Cup. They do fantastic work, and it's a bunch of all the big content creators all in one massive league, and they've just taken it next level this year. They've got seeded leagues all over the place. It's absolutely mad, so make sure you find them on Facebook and you follow them along as well. This is going to be one hell of a league. I think we're in three different leagues in that competition this year. So this is going to be really next level. Speaking of next level competitions, massive shout out to Rick Rowdy over at the Fig Jam Dynasty Sports podcast. He's got all your NRL Supercoach draft needs covered. And of course, if you're in Melbourne, if you see him around the footy fields, make sure you grab a cup of Harrington's Coffee Love. It's the best coffee going around. We want to also shout out the Discord, Bergs, Supercoach Hub, I believe, on the Discord, if you are that way inclined. You reckon it is a go-to resource full of some of the most knowledgeable minds in the game.
Yeah, well, I'm part of their seated thing, and I'm seated in the four.
Oh, of course you would be. I mean,
you know what I mean? But look at the podcast one, I'm seated in the second seed, so...
You're in with me.
Yeah, that's against podcasts like Sangster and Costa and all the boys from...
From what I understand, it's definitely
the experience you're in there.
It's for the serious super coach. They get really deep into it, and it's definitely for the serious inclined super coach.
Shows you the gap difference between like just the podcast dudes, and then you got the dudes who actually are doing the Discord and the full crunch and the stuff on the internet. I don't know how to use. Sorry, guys, I don't know how to use it properly, but I do try.
I mean, that's one thing you've definitely shown me over the summer. You've introduced me to a few super coach minds that are. Helping us to put together some content for Supercoach 360. I can definitely attest to there's some people out there that know and understand this game on other levels, which I'm wrapping my head around, but at this point, I just can't comprehend. Like, yeah, it's really next level how they can think about this game and how they play this game. Some serious, serious players out there. And if you're one of them, make sure you head to the Discord Supercoach Hub. Otherwise, NRL SupercoachStats.com, massive shout out to them. They put out an awesome resource if you are doing some investigating and analysing players. So make sure you check them out. It's NRLSCStats.com. And finally, a massive shout out to our friends at Supercoach Championship Rings on Facebook, www.supercoachchampion.com. This year, they have given us our very own ring to give away. We are just waiting to receive it in the post. But they do send them out very, very quickly. If you throw them in with mates, $5 each, you can get one for your 20-man head-to-head league. They're grouse little ring. Great to go to the winner for, you know, not only bragging rights, but a bit of a memento of that season, for especially for, you know, when you've got some of those long-term leagues with mates. It's really nothing when you're all chucking in, you know, $100 for the cashie anyway. So make sure you get along to supercoachchampion.com. Or find them on Facebook, Supercoach Championship Rings. If you want to win one, because you're a tight ass like us, then we've got one to give away. All you have to do is just try to get yourself a shout-out, NRL-related, from whoever you can. Don't be afraid. You know, don't worry about COVID. Just go talk to people. It's fine. If you can get someone to shout-out Supercoach 360, you will get yourself in the running. We've had a few people manage to get the GOAT, managed to get Joey. So we've managed to get... Let's see who you can get. We've managed to get a bunch of people. So, yeah, let's...
Well, you got Sauce.
Well, I did. I managed to get Sauce at a trials game, funnily enough, with all the trials right around the corner. Speaking of, the trials are next week, and we are looking forward to seeing them. But footy does start this weekend. Have any of you guys taken a look at the All-Stars and Maori side? Yeah, the Indigenous All-Stars and the Maori sides.
I know, this is Charles Brothers playing.
I did hear Shaq. I heard that on the radio today, and I've seen the articles about him coming up.
Big unit.
Yeah, well, that's it. I understand he's going to be playing in the back row, or is he playing front row?
Oh, he's looking front row-ish to me, but that was pitches he might have trimmed down since them pitches, I'm not sure, but he's a big boy.
Yeah.
He's probably going to be front row to me, but I reckon he's got some skills.
Like, yeah?
Massive skills on him, so...
It'd be interesting to get a look at him because if he is going to get a run at South, potential cheapie later in the year.
Ooh, if you remember a couple of years back, all front rows were throwing good cutout balls and shit, eh? Like, there was at least one in your side doing it. Like, we had James Graham doing it at the Dogs.
All right. Anyone else in the All-Stars game that you want to talk about, buddy? Since how James Graham retired 3 years ago.
I'm just saying, like, for a big man, it's a beneficial
thing. I understand what you're saying, but we're trying to talk super coach here.
We're not talking Supercoach because there's no Supercoach relevance to it.
Oh, come on, mate. It's a Supercoach podcast. We're going to talk about... Okay, well, let's move straight on to the one talking point I know you guys do have a little bit to talk about.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hookers. So, I mean, everyone's got the burning question. You really want a gun at hooker. The ceiling is so high, and I mean, just the base output of a good hooker is so high that you're going to be getting points in that position, so you should be trying to achieve points in that position. Who are you looking at, and who are you not looking at?
Look, you can look at Harry Grant. They've only got 1 week, haven't they? Harry Grant and Brendan Smith.
I think so. I know Smith does.
You could easily sit that. You know what I mean, for a week. But I don't see the point in doing that personally. For me, I'm looking at Cookie or Reed Marnie, as my start number nine over Grant or Smith. I think Cookie. With no seven, no recognised seven, I think you have to take a bit of onus at Souths, and hopefully the seven's a quick little seven and he'll back up when Cookie runs through and he's have Cam Murray or the seven either side, you know what I mean? That's something he didn't get from Adam Reynolds very much, especially if you were 60 metres out, you were not getting it at all, like he was never going to be there for that, whereas a young bloke, there's a chance. There's a chance for more points for Cookie there. And Reed Marnie, A, got a point to prove, but there's also the chance that BA might look to the future and start blooding someone else and take his minutes away.
Reed Marnie, he's only 23 or 24 years old.
Yeah, but he's going the Dogs.
Yeah, true.
You know, so yeah, they might look to the future, and it might not happen week one or two or something, but it could be on the cards in the future. But I do like the draw for Para, which make me think, well, either Cookie or Marnie's probably the go-to for me to start. I have Cookie in my team at the moment.
I think for the extra 70K, you got to go Harry Grant. If you're saving 150, 200K, yeah, I'd understand it if he was that much dearer. But I think for the extra 70K, you got to go Harry.
Why, though?
Because I think he'll play more minutes this year. And he had an injury-affected year last year. Games he played over 54 minutes. He averaged just under 80.
So you're willing to go in week one with no Harry Grant, like Harry Grant
sitting
on the bench?
Yeah, and have Randall.
If Randall gets
a starting spot.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm happy to do that. And if I was going to downgrade, I'd probably downgrade to McInnes at 535,000 and...
Would you really, though? Like, his role's not solidified. You can't even tell me where he's playing.
I think he'll play 13. And I think he'll play at least 65, 70 minutes on the field. And...
Not worried about coming back from an ACL?
Nah, not really.
Nah.
And considering Cook and Marnie only average 65 to 68... I think McInnes can just about match that for the $40,000, $50,000 you're going to save.
Well, I think Cookie had an off year. I think he's probably got maybe 10 points a game more in him this year.
How come?
Because he hasn't got an Adam Reynolds to give it to. He's got to take a bit more of the leadership role, so he'd probably have to make a few more decisions, you know
Isn't Cam Murray the captain over there?
Yeah, he is.
And he gets the fast play, the balls off Cam Murray. I mean, that's how they sort of build their game. So there is a good chance that he could be getting a bit more of that this year. And if Cookie, to his detriment last year, was like he suffered hard because of the way the people, the other teams were playing inside the 40. By giving away the six again, they quickly were able to defuse people like Cookie, who could get off the back of tied forwards and the fast play the ball and try and break out. Because if Cookie gets beyond the line, he could be gone. He could be the entire field down, especially if it's first tackle. So this year, with it being the penalty, I mean, are they still going to be able to use him to just go straight up attack if that's what's going to happen to him? Or are they going to lay off and he's going to eventually be able to get through those gaps early in the tackle count and then just be able to run with whoever he supports, at least get the line break, the try assist, you know, 30 each. Who's going to be running with him? Is his young half going to be running with him?
That's what I hope.
Well, Cody Walker's his backup man.
Yeah, that's it. Will Cody Walker be getting through the line and getting with him? And
you have Trell. You got AJ. There's a lot of speed.
There is.
in the pack. You don't know how the new coach is going to...
That is a big factor. They don't have the Wayne anymore.
How the new coach is going to use him either. That's another thing. Could have a whole new game in his head.
All right.
I don't like Cookie.
Just quickly on Grant, all right? I've got a question here, just...
Okay.
From Freddie Corbett, right? What are your thoughts with Munster and Grant both starting on the Pine? You lose points round one, but you save the trades. How much are the trades worth to you? Are they worth the round one points?
Yeah, if you're going to keep them all year.
Yeah?
Yeah, or if you're just going to get them in as soon as possible, you might as well start with them. Yeah, take the hit.
Yeah, exactly. So how many rounds are you willing to take on a gun? Like, are you not going to start with nuggets to save a trade?
No.
I can't wait for...
So you're contemplating
a lot of
it.
Money. Yeah, if it's 2 weeks, I'm probably going to start with Nath.
Really?
But if it's a month, it might be a bit of a different story.
Because you're right, it's a million, and you've got to find a million right there and then, don't you?
Yeah.
To be able to get him in. Because if he comes in all cylinders blazing, then you're in trouble.
Well, he played half of the year last year, or the back last six or seven games, whatever it was.
With that. Including the grand final. He played the toughest games of the year with that.
I think he'll be right and he's going to come back better.
Yeah? Wow. Okay. Fair enough. But how many hookers you got?
But, okay, what happens if he's scheduled to come back in two and he gets infection?
Comes back in four.
Well, it's definitely a risk and a gamble, but...
Might be one you're willing to take. The name factor... In that position, he's just worth so much.
Otherwise,
more.
You're pretty much going to have to sacrifice a gun for hopefully there's cheapy coming through for you to make money off to find the cash to go from a Cherry Evans or a Jerome Hughes to Cleary, or you're going to take 6-7 weeks to slowly build that funds up at the start of the year to eventually get him. And you could be 80, 90, 100 points behind plus by then.
The only other option is you literally sit the extra 300 or 400K on your bench.
Yeah.
And you're right, that's an upgrade. So it's to save a trade, you know, what's that worth to you? Because then that money's not working for you. I mean, you're not losing it, though.
Yeah, well, but you are. You do have an actual
second-tier
gun there
playing
for you, and then you bring Nathan on top of that, so you're not losing as many points, really, doing it that way.
All right. So on top of your hookers, man, who you got?
Well, only pretty much the ones that you got to back up one of those four. You know what I mean? B. Smith's still not a bad option. But I think Harry Grant this year will easily outscore him.
But is B. Smith better utilised in the back row?
I think he'll be 13 predominantly this year. He might still start at 9 and move to 13, but...
I don't know his role either, so that's why I'm steering clear of B. Smith. I wouldn't begrudge anyone for going there. He scored well last year, and he's like a little...
He's a gun hooker. Like, he is moving to the Roosters next year. But, you know, if Bellamy can use him to win a comp, but the thing is, if Bellamy can use anyone else to win a comp, then does he have that in him?
Now, I've also got Watto.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Connor Watson?
Yeah. Just because I've heard Verrills is injured.
So you think he'll take the starting number 9 at the Roosters?
Could do. I don't know how long he'll have it for, though. He's probably the best 14 in the game.
Well, Marshy did all right for him last year when he played.
I don't think he's a Watto, though.
I mean, remember Orbo, though, in his retirement year, he ended up becoming, like, actually a smoky for that year because he just ended up posting some really solid scores. So does the Roosters 14 have that in them? You notice when the Roosters bring on someone like that, they come on with a set play ready to go.
Yeah, but there's also them games where the Roosters have just flown through for 70 minutes with no need for him, and then he puts him on for 2 minutes.
Yeah, fair call.
And at 511K.
Yeah, well, you can't afford to lose
that. That won't be happening with Watto, but Watto's a different mold to Orbo.
But yeah, Watto out of the next... Like, he'd be a look at bench hooker as long as Verrills is out for 3 to 5 weeks for me.
What's he worth?
5'11". He's very dear.
Who you got?
Well, I'll see that one. I'll raise your dark horse.
Yeah.
Jeremy Marshall King.
I like Marshall King.
If the Dogs forward pack can get a roll on like I think they might be able to, I think Jeremy Marshall King can run amok on the back of that.
I think he could be
a smoky pod to start
the
year.
What's his price?
$427,000.
So that's a good 90K nearly.
Yeah.
on water. That's a good save, and a good backup hooker who's probably going to chug along nicely with, I don't think, anyone nipping at his heels. Then you got Randall, your boy Randall, from Newcastle. He's more likely to start than the other one I've got. That's the only reason I've gone Randall first. With the drama up there, like, do you have anyone else other than Randall?
I think from what I've read, it's between Kurt Mann and Randall.
Is Kurt Mann suited to the nine?
Kurt Mann's suited to another team, in my opinion, but I don't get a say in it.
I just love Kurt Mann. But for me, Randall was impressive last year, and I'm worried. He's like a worry for me, because if he doesn't go well, three or four games in, gets hooked, then you're stuck with nothing on the bench. And probably no way to upgrade, unless you start using bonus trades or whatever you're going to use to get him out. It's a worry having Randall. That's why we were talking about earlier with Kobe Heverington. Like I said, someone's seen him at training, but if he can snag a start and roll for 60 minutes, even if you don't play him, you can sit him there as your bench hooker to start.
No, if he's getting a start and roll 60 minutes in the first couple of weeks, you're playing him.
Yeah, you probably are.
Absolutely.
If he's getting a starting role in the first 60 minutes, right, like for the first couple of weeks, but he doesn't perform, does he get dropped after two and then he's stuck there?
That's a possibility
as well.
Same as Randall.
It's a more expensive gamble.
So Newcastle have the backup. Who would your backup be at Brizzy? Like, who would you have to be on the lookout for?
Carrigan.
Yeah, all right.
Carrigan, but I don't know what their stocks are like in the front row, Brisbane.
They got that Bully Moore in the middle as well.
He's gone somewhere.
That's next year, isn't it?
Nah, I don't know.
All right, you got to say, is that all your hookers?
No, I got one more.
Yep.
Adam Keegan from the Roosters. If he can get a start in centre spot, I'll be really looking closely at him.
And you can play him at hooker?
Well, yeah, you can play him at hooker or centre.
Ooh, okay. That's an interesting dual position.
Yes.
That could be a little bit of a smoky at hooker.
I don't mind that. If the Roosters are full strength and he's in the centres, I can see a lot of points coming his way at $320,000.
That's juicy.
Yes.
He's at Manly right now, Ethan Bullimore.
Okay.
So, yeah, there's another one down. There's half a chance Carrigan goes in the front row.
Yeah, well, Pengai's gone. Lodge left halfway through last year, but there's a lot of middle depth gone at the Broncos. Yeah, what else you got? Well, you got any more hookers or?
No, nope. I don't think so. I think that's it for hookers, yeah? So you guys obviously aren't making a selection until we get a team list. So I believe you've got some return from the dead players for us, Con.
Oh. I didn't know you were going to do that now.
Oh.
Oh.
Come on, Con.
So,
Bergs, talk about your team for a minute.
No,
the team's really good. It's coming along.
So, the return from the dead, it's pretty much five players that you looked at. Four players that you looked at that you think this year are going to have a better year because they've been injury affected last season. We've seen them perform and get to gun status before.
No, not all of them have performed at gun status, but I just think there's enough there to
get
possibly
there this year.
Take him to the next level.
So, a few
hopefully.
People look at. Who you got for us?
I've got Tony Staggs. Obviously, we all know what Tony could do on a good day.
He's a menace, eh? He's an absolute monster.
He is.
Especially if he stays at centre and it's just his job is to just pretty much get within 20
definitely
and
play at centre.
Break the line. I mean, that's his job. It's pretty much as soon as we're in 20, get the ball, break the line. And because he's just a strong man.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
So he's pretty injury affected, as we know. He's only played 18 games in the last 2 years. But he's averaged 60 in those games, coming back from injury and whatnot. So I think with Adam Reynolds added to the side, I can see an uptick in Katoni's Supercoach scoring.
Yeah, see, A-Ray can create the opportunity for him.
Hopefully.
He does it himself, man. If you ever watch the bloke, he seems to do it himself.
He's like a little David Fifita.
If you give him space, he does well with it. He don't waste it.
Yep.
He hits gaps. He's pretty much one-on-one, hard to tackle, eh? Break a tackle.
His price, because he had the injury affected last year, his price $110,000 under his actual average cost. So at $433,000, I think I'm going to roll the dice with him.
Well, I personally have him in my side at the moment. don't know if I'm going to care. If I can find cheaper options, I'm going to take him.
Oh, absolutely.
But at this point, I have him in my side, same reasons. And just watching the bloke the last few years, he does in a shit Brisbane side, done it on his own. They're starting to slowly, I won't say they're getting better, but they're building. They'll have a halfback this year that actually probably direct the team around better than the last 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, so definitely. They've got an experienced actual halfback now.
That's a help to a bloke like Tony Staggs, who's been doing it on the back of his own work. So,
oh, who else you got?
No, I got Luke Keary.
All right, Sydney Roosters halfback, 4 or 5 8, yeah.
Either. He'll play halfback, I'd say, this year, maybe.
Yeah, he's got the dual position.
Doesn't matter. He's going to play the same role no matter the number he wears.
No, but for Supercoach relevance,
does. He's both. He's dual.
He is the dual position. Yeah. So that, I mean, that's proven very beneficial in the past, because if you've got an injury to then either of your halves, you've still got that gun that's operating. I mean, we know he can be injury prone.
Well, not only that, but you can also trade out that one for another gun, depending on...
Yeah, it's either.
Position, yeah, depending on where you had them.
No, that's it. Having a couple of dual positions in the halves is definitely very beneficial. So, yeah, why Luke Keary?
I don't know, to be honest with you. He's never really been a top-tier gun, ever. He had 3 games last year, or 2.5 games last year. He averaged 75.5.
I was about to say, he looked really good in those games, though.
What I'm leaning it towards.
Especially if he was able to have that translate into Supercoach points, then... Yeah.
Well, he did. He played 2 full games and I think 30-odd minutes in the second one and averaged 75.5. So yeah. It was off to a flyer, which might have been more minutes than that. I might have that wrong.
But... What's he priced at?
A 75 average.
He's priced at 528,000, which is not... That's
pretty good for a half. For a gun half.
Average. I think he's about 100 and something thousand under what he should be at the 75-point average.
And could be a season long.
And yeah, because I think the Roosters are my favourites this year, personally, if they can stay healthy, obviously. And I can see a lot of points and a lot of Supercoach points coming from the Roosters. Yeah.
What makes you think that they're going to be so much like better just because they have the full complement?
Absolutely. You've seen what they did when Teddy was pretty much carrying him on his shoulders last year.
Yeah.
Throw Keary, Collins and all that back into the mix, and I think they're going to be very hard to beat.
Yeah.
They are. They're a very strong club.
Well, they've just added with Watto as well. Like,
yeah.
He's not just a 14. Like, he's a 14 that can play everything but prop forward, probably.
Oi, boys.
He'd still give that a go.
Yeah, he would.
Sorry, it's taken me near 4 years, but I reckon I got a smoky for you.
Yeah.
Paul Morawski.
I like it.
I don't.
Recruiter from the Panthers. If he pulls up that centre spot, I've heard he's going to goal kick as well.
Yeah.
And so if he's got that base from goal kicking, we know he can score a try. Good hands. If he can learn how to pass. I mean, it might have been a Panthers thing. I've noticed both centres at the Panthers on both sides, sometimes they just hold passes. So I think it's part of their game plan, to be honest. And if he's let loose on the other side and he can get those try assists and stuff instead of just keeping the ball and keeping the possession, which is the Panthers game, then, yeah, I think there could be a few points on offer there from old Momo.
I really like Momorowski on both levels as a NRL player and a Supercoach player this year, especially if he kicks goals, like you said. He's probably the one that will knock Keegan out of the left centre spot. I think Josh Morris was left centre, yeah. So I think, yeah, he's definitely one to watch.
Alrighty. So who else you got in the return from the dead there, buddy?
I got Cam McInnes. Obvious reasons, I think everyone knows. He missed all of last year, so he's at a reduced rate. I think he was $535,000.
He's also had a club change too, to a club that can score more points and have a new coach coming in from a good system.
Yeah, I don't think attacking stats are McInnes's go.
Just base.
Down and dirty, yeah. Get the job done. And yeah, I like him at his price. I think he's priced well below his average.
Where do you see him fitting into that Sharks lineup? Is he going to pick up an edge spot, or is he going to be a lock, or are they going to play him as a 14?
Well, I think he might play a bit of lock, and maybe young Brayley will get a bit of rest too. Maybe 15 minutes at hooker and 40-odd at lock.
I mean, look, Melbourne proved last year if you've got two hookers, that fast-paced strategy can come in very beneficial, especially with the penalties being thrown in this year. if you're able to play on through that penalty and you don't have to take the kick, then if they blow the penalty, then bang, that's it. You can just have some fun with that.
Yeah, but I'll definitely be watching McInnes. He's priced 15 points below his average from 2020.
Yeah.
Which has only really been his one breakout year. But I'm willing to back him in again.
Well, I mean, don't get me wrong, the second season Blues got him real hard. You guys said after the breakout year, they tend to experience a bit of a dip. But yeah, not usually. What was it, torn ACL?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then 12 months out, shifted to another club.
He's always been an effort man, but his efforts have got better and bigger as his career's gone on. I think he won't dip, if you know what I mean. He's
only going to gain from where he is, which at the starting point of the season, value is the name of the game. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, if you can generate cash to use as people to stepping stones, and if they're not working out.
Is he dual still?
I think so. He's dual with Hooker.
I don't know. I'd say he will be.
I think I've already double checked.
Yeah, you know, he is. Yes.
Yeah. So,
yeah, he averaged in 2020, he averaged just under 50 tackles per game. So, Cook and Marnie for the extra, what were they?
60, 70.
Extra 40, 50 grand, yeah. He averaged pretty much 10 less than them in just tackles. Playing a bit of lock, running the ball, there's more points. I like him.
All right.
And the last one's Pat Carrigan. We kind of touched on Paddy a little bit. Average last year wasn't great, but it was a very injury-affected season for Paddy. Very up and down. His 2020 average of 67, we'll call it.
Quiet as a horse, Con.
He's 15 points better than his last year average, and I can see him getting back more towards that with Lodge and Pengai gone.
Yeah. Yeah, it's it. Well, he's sort of got to step up because, I mean, those guys were a couple of big units. So, Paddy Carrigan, where do you see him? You see him playing hooker or do you see him playing front row? Bergs, I think you've already answered this. It's sort of front row.
I think he'll play lock, personally.
You reckon?
Yeah.
I think Locke's now more of a ball distributing role, and I don't know if Paddy Carrigan's got that ball distributor in him, whereas Everington did have a bit. So that swayed me more towards Paddy Carrigan going into the front row.
At the end of the day, there's no real difference whether one wears 10, one wears 13, and vice versa, because they're all in the middle. They can still do that ball playing role as an 8 or a 10 or a 13. It's...
Yeah,
not like the 13 has to do it, I'd say.
That's their benefit. They got that dude who can...
Well, Junior Paulo does it at Parramatta.
Yeah. Like, there's a few out there that do it, you know?
Hold on. While we're on the subject of Brisbane and Payne Haas, though, before we move on to the next one, Payne Haas, are you guys both starting with him, being the gun front rower?
At the moment, I have him in my side.
You can afford him?
But yeah, the rest of my side's shit. And I'm worried about maybe spending too much money up front.
Yep.
Just because last year it proved they're all pretty much a much except for Payne Haas.
Yep.
You know, he's a bit further in front than the rest of
them. But is he the Nath of the front row? Is he just that far ahead of anyone else in that position that you need him to be in the game?
I think something Con pointed out to me a couple of years ago, like, to get him in won't be as hard as to get in someone that can score 150s.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Like, so you could easily wait on a Payne Haas. Like, you're going to miss 30, 40 points maybe here and there, but you could probably make them up somewhere else with money more well spent, if you know what I mean.
What are your other... Like, what's
well,
the
last,
price?
Last year he only averaged 68. Like, not only. That's pretty good. IPAP beat him, obviously, as the only one, but the other ones just behind him were Luke Thompson with 66.5, Pengai 65, and Fisher Harris 62. So he wasn't all that far in front like Nath compared to Cherry Evans and Hughes.
Yep.
So I think...
He was the first year, though.
Yeah, the year before he was a fair bit in front, but... Yeah.
Playing 80 minutes nearly every game then, though, too.
I mean, different coaches now, though, but, I mean...
I think Uto Ekamanu from the Tigers is a little Payne Haas, another year old, another preseason. I think he's better value at his price compared
expensive.
To getting Haas in.
Well, I got a question here from Matt Edmondson, right? It says, who would you prefer next to Haas in the front row? Stefano Uto Ekamanu, who's already currently on 25% ownership.
457,000.
Or would you prefer Bergs' old mate, Jai Arrow, starting on the edge over at the Bunnies.
Is he guaranteed to start?
Well, I don't know.
If he is starting on the edge, I like him.
Yeah.
Because he'll play, he will play on the right, unfortunately. But he wants, only if he's playing 80. If he's not playing 80 on that edge, I don't like it.
Well, in saying that, everyone who's pretty much played that edge has played 80 the last couple of years. Like, they do nothing. They get your 40s, like your Sewers and your... There was a dude before Jaden Sewer as well.
Can he come into the middle rotation? Can he come into lock from there for whatever reason?
Oh, absolutely, he could. If that's what they choose to do. But I can't see Jai Arrow playing 80 minutes.
No.
Not mixed in between the edge and the middle.
All right.
Did he used to do that at the Titans, or he's never played 80 minutes, has he? He's never really been an 80-minute man.
No, I don't think so.
I mean, the interesting thing with Souths and how they work this year is you've got the new coach factor.
Well, the new coach has been under Wayne for a
long time.
As far back as I can remember. So I'd say they're going to be very similar.
But wasn't Bellamy under Wayne for a while?
A little bit. Not as long as Demetrio has been.
No? All right. Well,
Demetrio's been the heir apparent for the last 10 years or whatever.
All right.
Yeah, long time.
And then he got gifted Souths.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough. So you... Uto Wickamano, is your call on that for Matty?
I like Uto, or I don't mind Luke Thompson.
Yeah, I've heard a few people talking about Luke Thompson.
In saying that...
That's an extra $130,000 or whatnot.
Talking to Jay today, Jay Strasburg, and he pointed out that they don't have the greatest draw. That was a TPJ talk, actually.
But hard draw, I think, suits Fords. Because it has to do more tackling, more grunt work and everything. It's not just end-to-end tries.
If it's one of them games where you're just getting fucking belted, there's no offload, there's nothing available, it takes away from their game.
You're right. That could be. And also, if they're just denied possession, they don't get a ball, so they don't get a chance. I mean, yeah, they make the defensive tackles, but they don't get a chance to make any hit-ups and any extra points out of that.
We don't even know where we're at yet.
That's it. That's the thing with the Bulldogs. And you guys do have a difficult draw to start. But what about the Tigers? Do they have... What's their draw like? Yeah, you've looked it up, haven't you?
It's okay.
Be honest with the people.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, you've got no idea.
It's okay, from what I recall.
They start off not too bad. They got... They have, three top five teams from last year in their first 12. They have a lot of games outside the eight. But... They don't play the Panthers. They don't play the Rabbits. They play Manly and the Storm. They are like Uto in that draw because he's going to do the work no matter what.
Awesome.
I don't mind him myself, man.
Look, I was spewing I didn't have him last year. I'll admit.
Got some tries last year, but which is... Are they on offer again this year? Or?
Look, they very well may be. I mean, the whole thing with the Tigers is just you never know what's going to come out of them. It's been a change in squad. I mean, you don't expect greatness, but you never know because, I mean, they can pull it out. We've seen them do that. Can you get consistency? Tim Sheens has taken on a bigger role as of last year, so he's been building it now through the off-season and stuff like that. You know, there was all this talk of will Madge go, won't he go, and stuff like that after they did their doco. So I don't think Cameron's going in there again anytime soon. Good on you if they are. I think it's sort of like the Bulldogs. They're a bit of a watch and act. They just don't expect greatness. But, yeah, I think forwards in the past have proven they can... They're probably the ones that you would go for at those type of clubs.
It's a long road back for Tigers fans. Sorry.
We've all been there at one point, haven't we?
I'm still there with Newcastle.
There you go.
We're still travelling down that long road.
Bulldogs have been in a rebuilding phase for 15 years, so it happens. Okay, so. Oh, hold on. These are my sections. I've got to pull up.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
More, I think. Poison mids. So I was hitting up a couple of the boys from the 360 team, Brad Smith and Rowdy Rick Harrington, in a chat the other day, and they gave me a bit of a list of some poison mids that they would completely stay away from. I want your boys' thoughts on it. So first one, Matty Moylan.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's he priced at?
There you go. Bergs, couldn't care. The app. Yeah, there you go. Right, I'm with you. I'm thinking, no way, too injury prone and hasn't excelled for a long time. I mean, if we start seeing some serious form, but I'm definitely not going to be an early adopter. Kieran Foran, I would say same thing, but he did show potential at Manly last year.
No, I wouldn't get any flaws.
No.
There's too many attacking stats going away, Chez and Turbo. So no for me for Foran.
Just Turbo.
Bailey Sirinen. Brad Smith says there's too much second row forward quality at the Warriors, so I just don't think he's going to get the minutes of the games.
Yeah, well,
I
totally agree.
Karen Aiken and Tohu, when he comes back, will be there.
They're all monsters. They're all proven. Jack Hetherington, bit too much rascal, hey?
Yeah, not for me. He'll be lucky to play 8 games all year.
You reckon? Just sin bins and send-offs? Just bit too aggro?
You know, you never know. He might curve his aggression. Hopefully he does.
And if he can, he'll be a weapon, because the dude doesn't mind really getting into it.
I don't even curve it. I like what he does. Maybe rein it in a little bit, but not so much curve the aggression. Just channel it properly and direct it at the right places.
Through your shoulder into the dude that's giving you the shits.
And not into his head.
Yeah, exactly. Look, no loose arms.
Love him as a player. Fuck. Liability as a super coach.
Yeah, way too hectic for me as a super coach player.
Tom Dearden, let down last year, let's be honest.
Where's he playing this year? Is he at the Cows?
I wouldn't even look in Tom Dearden's direction.
We won't get a start.
13 other halfbacks went down in the NRL.
All right, beautiful. The old skid mark, Charlie Staines.
No,
matter what, starting winger still? You're still just not going near him with 10-foot pole?
Well, I didn't touch him last year. I'm not disappointed by
it. The Ferrari boys. You know when he gets... All right, fair enough. Corey Oates, old Rocks and Diamonds, Brisbane Broncos.
Yeah, he's an interesting one.
Yeah. Oh, here we go.
Be lucky to get a start with Sewell and Cobbo.
Probably. But if he does get a start, he reckons his attitude... He's been shit over the last 18 months or whatever.
He reckons
his own attitude. He's realised that within himself when he wants to train harder, work harder, and try and get back to that.
Yep.
On the cusp of the international stage where he was there for a while. So
maybe you'll start throwing some diamonds.
Hopefully.
So training the fucking house.
So,
with A-Ray, the wingers are going to see better ball at the Broncos automatically, I think. So I think that's a plus if you can get a start too.
You put it on a 20-cent piece.
All right, beautiful. So Corey Oates is the only one that you're like, well, watch and act at this point. Jared Croker?
Nope, he's done. He should just retire. Poor kid.
Yeah, I mean, that's it, really, I think.
He won't even... Will he get the record?
But does it matter?
Cam Smith's record? Yeah. No way.
Is he dragging down the Raiders premiership?
Oh, I think so. Absolutely.
You know what? I'm going to say this now. It's Ricky's fault.
Because he's playing him.
Ricky keeps...
There might be... Look, you guys know Clubland's an interesting point. There might be powers that be above his head.
No, well, Ricky's a very, very loyal man.
That too?
Ricky's fault. He's got to learn to cut, man. And he doesn't do it. He sticks with him and he persists with his stupid...
But yeah, I think... There he goes. You got Sebastian Chris. You got that Tomoko. You got Charnes, who I think will play centre this year as well, who are all well ahead of Croker at this stage of his career, I think.
So, yeah. Who else you got?
Cody Ramsey.
Nah.
The Dragons? No?
Nah, not for me.
All right.
If he gets a fullback spot, you might take a look at him, depending on his price.
Let's see if they wouldn't put Lomax into the fullback spot.
No, I think Tyrell Sloan will get it, but...
I've heard that as well.
Yeah, I think it'd be crazy to put Ramsey there, personally.
Alrighty.
He's wish version of Matt Dufty, really.
Sorry, Cody. Moses Mbai?
Nah.
Raymond Fatala Mariner?
If he gets a start, but I can't see him getting a start.
Yeah, okay.
Why not?
Just can't see it. You got Pangai.
How do you see it lining up?
Oh, you have to think Josh Jackson locks it down, especially with Adam Elliott no more.
Thompson Hetherington up front.
Yeah, or Pangai. Or
Thompson Vaughan, sorry.
Yeah, and then you got Pangai on one edge. Nope. And there's someone I'm missing on the other edge.
Raymond's.
Yeah,
that's Raymond's.
It's not Raymond's.
Yeah, there you go.
If it's not Raymond's, Hetherington might be in with a shout. I think he played a game or two there last year.
A big part of that would be him being able to stay on the field and not get suspended and sin binned all
the time. Oh, absolutely.
So if that's the case, then Hetherington. So you're saying that Bulldogs right back row spot might be a look in for you because it could be a starter that we haven't seen there.
Oh, whichever side Pangai plays, yeah, the other side.
Oh, yeah, opposite to Pangai, yeah. All righty. Who's that? Ethan Bullimore?
Yeah, no. Not for me.
No?
Ben
Murdoch-Masilla?
Yeah.
No.
Carl Lawton.
Gave him a sniff last year and
who?
Carl Lawton.
If he can snag 9 at Manly, I'd give him a crack.
I liked him better when he was playing second row last year, personally. I think Schuster was out for all them weeks, but not for me.
He'd have to be a starting hooker for me. If he's not a starting hooker, he wouldn't get a spot. Give me side.
All right, yeah, but that's it. I mean, one injury to a Manly front rower, and I think he gets the call up. So if we're looking at a long-term injury or front rower.
Front row, he'd be hooker or second row.
You reckon?
Yeah.
All right, but still, we're looking at an injury at Manly, and he may get that call up. So maybe one to look to watch.
Yeah, well, Bullimore's now at Manly as well, so he'd be looking for a front row, second row spot as well, I'd say.
Yeah, sorry, Bullimore was the one which I was talking about. My bad.
Yeah.
Aaron Woods?
No.
No? Big fat no. Kyle Flanagan?
No.
All right. Thank you, Rowdy and Brad, you legends. And the other thing I want to finally talk about then, boys, is goal kickers. So Glenn from the Supercoach Tragics podcast, they put out their first episode last week. If you haven't heard it yet, make sure you go find it. It's on Spotify. They put together a good show over there. They had to run a tight ship. Way tighter than ours. Put together this list of expected goal kickers for me. So I just want to talk about whether you guys would go for these players based on the fact that they kick goals. So we'll start at the top with the Dogs. So Avarillo or Burton, who do you reckon is going to get it? I think Burton's got quite a boot on him.
Yeah, it doesn't necessarily equate to accuracy.
Yeah, Avarillo's got the loyalty there.
I really don't know. I don't think either of them are much chop, but...
I mean, are the Bulldogs going to score enough points for you to warrant having their goal kicker?
Yeah, I think so. I think their goal kicker will be crucial because they don't score that many points, so they have to turn every 4 into 6 to begin with it.
I'm saying for Supercoach, though. Are they going to actually get across the line enough times to make him a relevant goal kicker in your Supercoach side? Especially if it's... I mean, how many hooker goal kickers do you have?
I think this year. I can see him in big improvers.
Yeah. All right. For the Cows, Val Holmes, when he comes back?
He's back. Is he? As far as I know, yeah. But he's playing left wing.
Yeah, if he's playing wing, no.
He's playing left wing, and there was a picture of him and that Lukey,
He was a standout winger last year.
He's always been a standout winger.
But, he's he scored a fair few Supercoach points for the people that did have him.
I think mainly playing fullback, that was.
Okay, all right, fair enough. So on the wing, maybe not. Broncos, A-Ray kicking the goals there. Is he a half that you're considering?
No.
No?
Never been Supercoach relevant, even with the goal kicking.
All righty. For the Tigers, Jackson Hastings.
I've got Jackson penciled in at the moment.
Yeah, that's it. I hear he might be a bit of a smoky sort of floating around in some circles at the moment.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping he's fine-tuned his craft over in England. Yeah, I think he won the Man of Steel or come very close one year. I think he just missed out.
What position is he fighting for? Hooker?
No, he'll be playing in the halves, I'd say.
So he's in for 5/8 until Dewey's back?
I think Dewey might have to play centre, or Brooksy might be looking over his shoulder.
All right, cool. Dragons, Zach Lomax. He was a bit of a standout last year and the year before. He was a smoky that, you know, was a bit of a game changer for the people that had him. Has he topped out Supercoach-wise?
No, injury-affected year last year at 496,000.
What positions is he available in?
He's just centre.
That's all right. Maybe not a bad smoky centre to have, especially with the goal kicking. Are the Dragons going to get the tries this year?
No.
You know what? They looked better with them in the halves last year when they were finishing the year.
And this new Sloan kid at fullback?
Yeah, I can't see him scoring huge points week in, week out.
No?
They'll have games, but...
All right, so don't take your chances. Croker for the Raiders. We've already covered him. Roosters, Momorowski. Oh, schmucky, schmucky.
Yeah, we talked about him too. Like I said, I don't mind him.
Yeah. And Bergs, you're pretty much firmly against, unless he gets the spot. What if he gets the starting spot, are you on or what?
No.
Straight up no. Because the Roosters are definitely a ceiling club, man. They can pump out a lot of points.
You know what? Joey Manu's took his game to the next level. Tuwali's coming and he's bigger and looks a bit fitter. And
I've heard he might be playing winger, though.
Doesn't matter. There's still blokes there running and feeding, you know what I mean? If he was the key back, maybe. Yeah. But he's not the key back.
All right, fair enough.
I think anyone in that Roosters back line this year is viable.
Okay. Matty Cavallo, who was playing on the wing last year. I mean, look, if Swally's coming through, I think he's going to be a bit of a must-have.
Only because of his price.
Well, and being on the end of a Roosters back
line. Yeah, if he plays wing.
That's it. If he plays wing and he's on the end of a Roosters back line, then, yeah, I'm all over it. For the Sharks, Nicho Hynes.
I'm wary of Nicho.
Yeah, peaked last year playing fullback for the Storm.
Scored good points playing halves, but for Storm. But Cronulla's no Storm.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, they've got Finucane and they're like Storm off Wish now.
Yeah, I don't think I'd be looking at Nicho Hynes personally.
Would you say he's a trap? Because I hear the name get thrown about a bit. I mean, I don't hear it get thrown around in serious contention for the halves, but is he maybe due to be on that poison mids list? Was he on that poison mids list?
No, I think he's a bit overpriced for the mids. Yeah, at his price and coming from the Storm to the Sharks, I want to have a really good look at him before I'd even think about touching him.
Alrighty. Titans. Toby Sexton.
No.
Not for me.
No? They're not going to score enough goals? I mean, I've heard him being thrown around as, well, if he gets the start and half spot, running off David Fifita, anything could happen. You guys, I think, were saying that last week.
No. Yeah.
You've changed your opinion?
No, Berg's mainly, I was saying something with David. I think...
AJ, you said it, because AJ's more of a bloke who's backing up.
That's right.
You know what I mean? AJ's there. If the ball's presented, AJ will score a try.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah, I don't... Not for me, Toby.
All right, cool. For the Knights, is it going to be KP or is it going to be Jake Clifford that's kicking the goals?
Will be KP if he's fit.
It'll be KP. So, KP.
Oh, you all know my opinion on KP.
Yeah, exactly. He's my boy. Fan I love boy him. Over here. Yeah, so I knew you were going to say that. But for the listeners, can you maybe just steer them honestly in terms of Supercoach? Would you consider him on the goals?
I'd rather.
Like, at fullback?
He wouldn't. It's so hard because...
You want to say that they're going to score heaps of tries, on but his you don't day, genuinely well, believe
on,
in the
on his
hearts.
Day, he can just set up three or score a couple himself and crack you that 100. But he's just so inconsistent.
Yeah. And if he needs to score all three of them himself, his legs are probably not going to be picking you up the goal-kicking points anyway.
The days are few and far between.
All right, so Eels, Mitch Moses. Bit of a smoky halfback.
I currently have him in my side. I fucking hate to say it. Now, I've never really had Mitch Moses... prior years. I've had him like once in years gone by, but at this moment, Mitch Moses is in my side. Just due to Parrish's draw, it's
juicy.
An easier draw. And I just think he's at unders from where he can be. Now, there's also the chance that he regresses.
I was about to say, so the fact that you say that in the same breath is probably the most concerning part, because I think we're all aware that Parramatta has the potential to... do a lot, but doesn't often achieve.
He'll come out and score back-to-back 120s. and then come out and put back-to-back 30s on the table.
All right. So then, you know, maybe if you're considering Mitch Moses, go back, figure out where he historically scores well and look at playing him maybe on those matchups if you're looking to trade through a stepping stone.
It's just a lot of money. But
does he come in a serious – like for the listener.
Like I said,
in a serious contention for your halves?
He's in my side at the moment, like I said. He wouldn't be in my side if I wasn't seriously thinking about having it.
All right. Well,
he's a goal kicker.
We've got
their
one draw more.
Is pretty easy. He's desperate for some points, and I think him and Maddo are going back to their natural side, have they not?
I think towards the end of last year.
Yeah, I think that didn't work last year for him. So him and Madison are back on their right-hand side, which is better for them. So.
Okay, cool.
And Para are renowned for getting down the blocks quick.
Now, for the Bunnies, he's hearing that maybe Lachlan Ilias, if he picks up the spot, is going to get the goal kicking. But, Con, you think differently.
No, he might kick for the first week or first 2 weeks, but once Trell's back, I can see him walk up star kicker.
All right, so then Trell. Do you seriously contemplate Trell?
Absolutely.
The Souths can definitely put on mass amounts of points and take a lot of shots at goal. With A-Ray now gone and Trell getting the kicking back, is Trell maybe a smoky halfback, a smoky fullback option now?
Absolutely, I think. Well, in the games last year where they put racked up scores and stuff and Trell scored massive already, that was without the goal kicking. So,
yeah.
I can't see him doing what Tommy did last year, but I definitely see an extra 15 points in him.
Yeah. Maybe even more. I mean, they routinely put up scores over 50 last year, which is a lot of tries. It's a lot of kicks at goal.
Well, just being that now they don't have an A-Ray there, they don't have to feed that side as much. It's just going to be that left-hand thing that they constantly do and pull the winger in. Bang, AJ down the side. Like, they've got that with Trell will be there.
Yeah.
Bang, bang, bang. Like, I worry about their seven not getting any ball at all, to be honest.
All right, cool.
No, he's just going to be a distributor for a long while. He's just going to go straighten up the line, hopefully draw in one of those edge defenders and give Cody that space. That's his job. He doesn't have to do anything else.
So the cheapy half is probably one to stay away from, sort of like Kyle Flanagan when he started with the Roosters.
Oh, I think he'll be a slow burn.
Yep. Okay, cool.
Now, just quickly, can I take us off topic? I do this.
Yeah, well, I mean, at least we got to the end of the topic, so yeah.
Now, what Warren McGoldrick, he's a massive part of the Supercoach live chat. It's a big page on Facebook. Check it out, guys.
Hold on. Supercoach Live Chat. That's the guys that will literally score it and tell you exactly what score is being given for what live, game by game, for I think pretty much every game throughout the Supercoach season, yeah? That Warren McGoldrick?
Don't know. Think so. Hope it didn't offend.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is.
Woz has just said, can we have a Teddy and a Turbo debate?
Pardon? Okay, we'll get to that in 2 seconds because we've just got to do... To Nath or Nah? So.
Well, I said Nah. But you said Nath. What are you doing?
Pardon? Well, I mean, look, if he's starting round one.
He's not starting round one, bro.
Then.
Starting three or four.
Yeah. So.
Well, that's at the moment. He's young. He can heal quickly. So no, they're not going to risk him.
It's 4 weeks away.
But.
So they still should know if he's 3 or 4 weeks away.
I was about to say, the fact that they're calling it this far out.
Well, wait. Who called this?
Wilfred. I think. Don't know.
Where did you get the information from?
Has it been verified?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think so. It's so much confidence.
What?
How do you have this ability to go both ways? You know what I mean?
Fully commit and then just at the end, maybe.
That's it. In every sentence you say, you're just like, it's definitely this or not.
Could be.
Oh, the beauty of Bergs.
Yeah. So what, are you going to... So you'll Nath on if he's in round two?
For me, like, I'm getting Nath. I'll probably even go to round three because I think a trade's worth 300 grand to me at the start of the year.
For me, no. I think if you're seriously in contention, like if you're seriously a contender that wants to go for overall... You'll just have to maybe take the hit of Nath because you get the two free looks anyway. You know what I mean? So you can already have cash generating towards Nath.
Hopefully.
Banking points rather than not banking points.
Look, you make a good point. If he comes back round three or four, then yeah.
Well, I found an article from 3 days ago. Nathan Cleary has said he's desperate to get back. Previously tipped to miss the first fortnight of Penrith Premiership defence, but after holding up a training, his return date could well be brought forward.
Okay, so yeah, for me, I reckon I'm going an eighth.
I reckon it's still 3 or 4 weeks after.
All right. Well, look, mate, you take the gamble. For me, I don't think I'm going to be able to find the money without sacrificing two trades to do it.
How can you afford to get an eighth? How can you afford to get an eighth? You're running Luke Keary at the moment.
Okay. So, yes. Are you going to talk about your other halves?
Because I just thought, if you're going to...
Ask that question at the end.
Okay, Naif's there. We all know Naif is the go-to. You need to have Naif.
Hypothetically,
right?
You're not starting with Naif because he's not starting. Who
but
you got?
But if you're gonna look at halves to keep you in the hunt, and maybe this is where your secondary one will come into play a lot more. I think DCE and Hughes are pretty much on par with their average and their money. They're not going to go up too much. If anything, they might come down a little depending on their draws. But I think they're at price to what they're at. You know what I mean? So they'll easily come in with whatever their average is of 70 or 60, high 60s. I think it's in mid-70s, though. So their average is priced at that. Whereas you got blokes that are a bit underpriced, if you know what I mean. Like, a bit undervalued. Mitch Moses played out of position last year on the left. Back on the right-hand side with Maddo. Should find his points and back up. I think he was a bit dearer to start the year previous. So that means he has taken a hit somewhere, you know what I mean? And that hopefully comes back to his game. If you can mix a Mitch Moses and Toby Sexton does well over the first 4 or 5 weeks, you're nearly at Naif.
Two segments ago, you told me Toby Sexton was a no-go.
I just used it because he's written here.
Would you realistically go for someone point of Toby Sexton?
If I was going to pair him up, I'd probably pair him up with the Souths bloke, whoever got the seven at Souths.
The slow burn seven that's going to do nothing but distribute.
My worry with that is if you jump on Ilias.
Yeah.
And that TAFE.
Tough.
TAFE. Apple.
Anyway,
if he does play fullback and he's played in the grand final as well now, if he plays well, there's half a chance he just slots in at seven. And you've wasted that Ilias trade. Do you know what I mean?
All right.
So that's something you've got to watch out for too. Or one of them just goes and plays 14 and it just ruins you. So you've got to pick the right one there, I think. But if you pick the right two, you can be at Naif in 4 weeks with points.
All right. Who else you got on there?
That's a lot that has to go your way.
That's what Supercoach is
about. Yeah, absolutely.
You've got to pick your luck, you know. And let's face it, there's guys that do it.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a matter of us picking the right guys.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
So astronomical.
Who else have you got? What are your other options?
With Moses, I've got A-Ray in that tier just because he's up at Brisbane with a young side.
Do you think you can get try assists and line break assists and get enough to actually translate into Supercoach now?
I like their backs and he'll be goal kicking. So that automatically, they'll score some tries this year.
Could he become a smoky half this year in Supercoach, you reckon?
I don't see him being an eighth, but I can see him being just below a DCE.
All right.
If you catch me drift. Even maybe spoke about in that tier. SJ's another one. What do you think of A-Ray?
I love it. you move on to the next dude and then ask him about the previous.
Mate, no, I've
media
said
professional.
A-Ray's never for me.
But SJ, and I know you're an SJ fanboy, you love a bit of SJ in life. He's the dual position half as well, so he's got that benefit. You can run him and Keary. Is he someone you're looking at?
As much as it pains me to say, no. SJ will not be making an appearance in my Supercoach team this year just because he's lost that yard of pace or a couple of yards of pace and... Those half line breaks that used to be tries are now half line breaks that don't result in much.
He's got those big boppers and stuff around him, and he's got a bit of young talent around him, though.
Yeah, absolutely. But, yeah, I don't...
Who's partnering SJ over there?
That's a million-dollar question.
Chanel Harris to beat her.
You reckon?
I think.
Bergs wrote a Hookers article talking about CHT going at 9. Is Bergs just... Line?
No. I'd like to see CHT. At 9.
Oh, you did say that you. It's a big hope
for me. Yeah, that would be perfect for me.
CHT
would play 9, $1 million Ash played 6.
CHT
played 9 a couple of times last year and did well. Tackles well.
I got to edit your stuff. Con, Is CHT going to play number 9 in New Zealand?
I don't think so.
No. Okay, cool. True. So,
he very well could, but I think Egan will play 9.
Man, have you had to cough for about an hour and a half, Con? Just give us a little one. Believe me, you do. Thank you. Okay. So, what was that question you had to ask about Nathan? Told you to ask at the end?
No, Teddy versus Turbo, wasn't it?
That's the final question.
Nathan or Nathan?
Oh, that's final.
Yeah, that's it. Do you go Nathan or Turbo? But, yeah. Okay. Teddy.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Or Turbo. The fans have asked live on Facebook, so we give the people what they want. Who's the affirmative? Who's the negative? So let's start with...
I'll be pro Teddy.
You're pro Teddy? So you're pro Tommy Bergs. Duke it out. You go first.
It's Tommy. He's not $1.3 million for nothing. Don't get me wrong, I see the value in a Teddy, but you got to remember last year Teddy was doing it all by himself, so it was all Teddy. Whereas this year it could get shared around a little bit more.
But also the focus from the defense is going to be not just zoned in on Teddy. They're going to have to be watching Kiri. They're going to have to be watching Young Swali. They're going to have to be watching Momorowski. There's a lot more threats now as well, which could help Teddy.
Yeah, I know, but Tommy's just Tommy. Like, he's so good. Like, you know what? Imagine the team gets better around Tommy. Like what Teddy's got. Do you know what I mean? Like, I know Manly's a long way from the Roosters, but if that team can get a bit better, man, then Tommy's in with a shout. Like, you got to be real. Like, I'm scared of not owning Tommy myself. I don't want to not own him, but in realistic terms, I can't have him. He's way too much, and I can have other people. But yeah, I know I'm pro Tommy. go Tommy. look, but you know what? If you can find someone cheap enough to plant in with Tommy and still do a 60 job, Tommy will probably outscore them other two on his certain games.
What up to Paps and Teddy?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a big call.
He was averaging what at the end there? 150 odd?
Nearly averaged 143 for the year.
That's massive, mate.
It is.
Massive. And there was, what, how many 200 games in there? Two or three?
Three.
Three 200 games.
Four? Five? Oh.
300. Three 200 games. Plus the fucking records. Like, he's got it, man. Like, and what's their draw? They've only got the two tough games to start with, and then it's... sky's the limit for them. I think they take on the Roosters and then Rabbits, and then it's just away. Like,
yeah, they
George,
do.
Penrith's, Nafe hopefully's underdone.
After the first two, it does open very widely for the Sea Eagles. But no, I just think Teddy will improve on his average from last year's being in that full-strength Roosters team. And I think Tommy will come back to the field a little bit, so the extra money you save going Teddy, I think, will... more than even itself out in the long run.
Yeah. Jazzy, what do you think, Tommy or Teddy?
Oh, man. It's tough. If you look at it just on position, you'd say Tommy. But if you look at it as part of the fact that Teddy's part of the ceiling club and the fact that he's probably underdone because of what happened last season with so many injuries, I think Teddy, from the value perspective to start the season, you've got to. I think it's crazy if you don't, because we know he can hit 1.2, 1.3. He could get up to Tommy. He really could, especially on the back of a solid Roosters attack. The other thing that could go the other way, though, is, you know, like, is Teddy used a bit more as decoy? And he's not actually going to pick it up. But I don't think so. He's a mad finisher. No. And he's captain in the side. Like, you'd have to think that he's going to go crazy over there this year. He's had a brilliant last 3 years.
You longer. Know what I
mean? Yeah, well, yeah, that's it, because you guys were talking about him when you got me into it, and I've been into it for 3 years. And, I mean, first year I didn't know what you guys were talking about, and then
we
I
had
sort
that
of
slow
saw,
start. It yeah. was a slow. He's still scoring 60s and shit.
Yeah, but that's it. Only 60s in a ceiling position. What are you talking about?
But it weren't as high as it was last year either.
That's it.
But 60s wasn't far off 90.
When Teddy was allowed to just play his game last year, he was doing well. He was looking nice at the start of the season. But then, I mean, losing Keary was a massive thing. The combination between him and Keary is huge. Having that back, like, Keary's just got this amazing deep ball that he just throws, like, pretty much 90 degrees backwards about 15, 20 metres, just with cutout accuracy and speed. And Teddy's just there. And then he can just, all of a sudden, Teddy's got 20 metres to play with. He can just pick a hole and get through it. It's amazing to watch. So, yeah, I'm thinking Teddy, man. Value, and he's got the ceiling to achieve. I think Turbo, if he can maintain that average, one, good on him, but two, I don't think he can maintain it for long. I think eventually he's bound to lose cash. If you play that game, if you take the risk, and he pulls out 150 in the first two rounds, good on you. Like, 100% good on you. But all you're going to do is pretty much stay stable. You're not going to gain any value out of Turbo.
I think points to dollars ratio, Teddy comes out on top for me.
Yeah, for sure. So there you go, buddy. Teddy versus Turbo debate. It wasn't as exciting as we thought it would be, but, I mean, it was good.
Okay, I just want to throw some quick numbers at you for groups, group codes. There's our group code, which is 790873. That is to get part of the Supercoach 360 overall group code. It's not a league, just so that's out there. You only get 10 groups, so pick them wisely. Then there's the Podmasters group. Now, that's up against virtually every podcast in the business. So anyone you virtually listen to should be in around that group. And then you got the SC Hub, Supercoach Hub Boys. I think it's just right in SC Hub if they ask. But it's 630-934. That's the group code for there. And that's for some really good super coaches. So that'll really put you up to show you where you're at if you join the Hub one. So
that's it. Get on the Discord, especially with the Supercoach Hub boys. They're off the charts. Make sure you join Supercoach Live group on Facebook if you want to stay really up to date. And they're a bunch of good blokes that definitely know Supercoach inside and out. So if you want to get into the Cashies, make sure you hit up NRLSC Tragics Cashies on Facebook. Broderick runs a tight ship. Also, check out the Podmasters Cup. That's going to be absolutely insane this year. Kane and Adrianosaurus Rex, who both have pods of their own. Berks?
Ado does. Kando just pretty much runs the...
Oh, he runs the Podmasters.
Yeah, he was a massive part of getting us in.
Supercoached by Adrianosaurus is Ado's podcast. Yeah. Get your head around that. He's a great bloke as well.
Yeah, yeah, good podcast too. Plus, I think Glenna on that put one out, didn't they?
Yes, the Supercoach Tragics put out their first podcast. You can find it on Spotify and wherever you get your podcasts.
You'll find our boy Timmy O on there.
Now, if you are catching us on Facebook Live, or if you usually listen on Apple Podcasts and you can't find it, yes, I'm aware of the issue. I'm trying to fix it. We've changed providers over in the off-season, and there's just an issue with our feed going to Apple. I'm working to rectify it, so... You can still find it on Spotify and everywhere else you find your podcasts, but for some reason, Apple is making things difficult. It's why I use Android. I think we still got a couple of questions. Give me 2 seconds.
Well, just while you're doing the questions, then I'll do the shout-outs. Have you got the questions handy? Or?
Yeah, I've got them up here. So yeah. Brad Huxley, who's been very active in the group chat tonight. Good on you, Brad.
Hey, Brad.
Say g'day. He put a question in. He says, with Adam Elliott, who he's called the Sheriff, now living in Canberra, should he be worried about his girlfriend? The bloke has the biggest piece in the NRL. What's the thoughts on banning her from going to GIO Stadium?
Yep.
I don't think you got much to worry about now. Millie Boyle will bash that fucker, eh? Oh, sorry.
I don't think they're boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yeah, they are.
Are they?
Yeah, full Instagram.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that they became official in the off season. That's right. Adam Elliott was the one caught with her in the restaurant, right?
Yeah.
I do believe they're actually together now.
Yeah. They are.
And yeah, that's the
she'll beat him,
NRLW.
Up.
Yeah. Player. Oh, yeah. She's a menace. I wouldn't want to be on her wrong side. That's for sure. Yeah. Shout out to Millie. Stephen Richards. First time, long time.
Richard, get on Joey Manu, brother.
That's it. Oh, so his question is, okay, so you guys have been going, four full years now? And
Shit.
Do you have to say that into the microphone?
Doesn't say anything else into the microphone, so you might as well get something in there.
That's all right. Anyway, so you guys have been going for four full years now and still have to put up with Con and his bad advice. When are you going to boot that bum and get someone with more Supercoach sense, like maybe that brick out the front of Burgess House?
it's coming, Richo. Don't worry, mate. You'll get your wish soon.
We contemplated it over the off season, but it turns out Burgess House needs all the bricks. It's crazy.
Don't use them codes. Don't use them codes.
Why?
Because I fucked up. They're wrong codes.
They're private codes, aren't they?
No, they're the wrong codes, yeah. And they're private codes. But, yeah, one of... Well,
You just made editing work for me? Great. It's been an awesome show. Thanks, guys. I think we're going to have to get out of here.
There are no more questions on there?
Pardon? No, I don't think so, actually. Oh, Bergs.
Why do people give me these things?
Pardon? Yeah, you're a terrible person. You're right. I'll go back and put a beep over the codes. Oh, you make my life annoying. Anyway, that is pretty much us for the week. Look, Berg's already given up.
Peace.
Thank you very much for listening. He's hoping you got everything you need to know about Supercoach from this week's episode. If not, make sure you tune in the Tragics podcast. Let's check out the Podmasters League. Supercoach by Adrianosaurus. Otherwise, we will see you next week, Tuesday, 7:30 p.m. on Facebook Live. Thank you very much for listening. Stay coachy, coaches.
See you, peeps.